I call this meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. The time is 8:05 a.m. Members present are Representative Kai Holland, Representative Carolyn Hall, Representative Steve St. Clair, Representative Garrett Nelson, Co-Chair Donna Mears, and myself, Co-Chair Rebecca Himshute. We have a quorum to conduct business. I would like to remind members and staff to please silence your cell phones. And before we get started, I would also like to thank Sophia Tenney from House Records, who is here documenting today's meeting, and Jude Augustine from the Juno LIO assisting us with the meeting recording. We have one item on our agenda today. It's House Bill 377, Public Records, Audio and Video, and Municipal Costs. So House Bill 377 is by the State Affairs Committee, and this is the third hearing on HB 377. Representative Carrick and Staff Stewart Relay, could you please come forward and put yourselves on record? And Rep. Carrick, if you could give us a quick recap or overview of what the bill does.
Thank you. Good morning, members of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. For the record, Ashley Carrick representing House District 35, West Fairbanks. And just to do the recap, HB 377 is a two-part bill. It first updates the definition of public records statutes, and then secondly, it provides exemption for municipalities from the five-hour rule, specifying that if someone requests public records requiring more than 5 hours to produce in a month, the requester can pay a fee up to the cost of producing that material for the public. And that is the two parts of the bill.
Thank you very much. Are there additional committee questions for the bill right now, and then we're going to take up an amendment? Okay, seeing no additional questions, I would like to move Amendment 1, Work Order 34-LS1196/H.1.
I'll object for the purpose of an explanation.
And Mr. Relay, if you could put yourself on record and explain what the amendment does.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Stuart Relay, staff for Representative Carrick. This amendment is basically a technical change suggested by legal services. What it does is under in Section 2, in the two exemptions this bill establishes to the five-hour rule, it specifies. Hold on, let me just make sure I'm in the right place here. It changes the sentence here in the middle of the section saying the personnel costs may not exceed the actual salary and benefit costs for the personal time required to perform to complete the request. And it changes that to perform the search and copying tasks.
It changes perform the search and copying tasks to complete the request.
Yes, I said that backward, but yes, that would be the correct order. And that, Madam Chair, is the amendment, and thank you also for introducing it.
Okay, is there any discussion? Representative Nelson?
Yes, thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I like this amendment, and just this seems like a prudent change in the actual law itself. And as technology moves forward, there might be other things that come up that we can't even comprehend right now, as you know, they wouldn't be comprehending what we're discussing at this time. And so I think that this is a good change that encompasses the entire scope of the request. Seems like that's what the intent was, and I like it.
Me too.
So we don't have to revisit this over and over again.
Let's fix it and be done with it. Yeah. Okay. Representative Holland.
Thank you. Through the chair, to the chair, maker of the amendment, would it be understood that this new language would allow the jurisdiction to charge some sort of service fee to complete the request? One of the discussions we had at previous hearing was noting that the state of Alaska has kind of a fixed service fee, whereas we noted that in the discussion Fairbanks was essentially doing all of the processing of quotes and quote negotiation without recovering any cost on that, and only when they got to starting the direct cost of processing a request did they get a chance to recover any of the costs. And I just noted that difference between the state approach and the borough approach, and as it seems right now, the language of the bill might not allow folks to have a service fee, since that's not part of the language that we had in terms of the costs directly related to performing the search and review. And so if this language now opens up the door so that a service fee, such as is done by the state, is now understood to be part of completing the request, I would support this. I'm just curious for clarification if that was either the intent or if that is a possibility that this language now allows.
Sure. I'd like to welcome Representative Prox at 8:11. I'm glad you're here. You had some input on that, Mr. Relay.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Stuart Relay. Representative Holland, to your question, I would say when the amendment was drafted, that was not part of the conversation, and this amendment is merely just conforming changes. Earlier on in both subsection J and subsection K, they used the term complete the request, and this would just use that same language in the amended sections. And that's all I would add at this point.
Yeah, and I should clarify that I didn't come up with this amendment. My name is on it. But this came basically from Ledge Legal saying we need to kind of fix this one section so that it matches what the rest of the bill says.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it changes all that much or opens any doors. I'm kind of with Representative Nelson on what I think it does, which is to make it match the other sections of the bill, but also encompass whatever might be coming that we don't even know what it is yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other questions? Representative St. Clair.
It's more of a comment. Thank you, Madam Chair. It's more of a comment than a question. Nowhere, I didn't see this, and maybe the bill sponsor can elaborate. I don't see anything in here that explicitly or implicitly says they can or can't charge a fee, a beginning fee, because like Rep. Holland said, and we've got the memo I got on your desk saying the records fee for DPS, they start out with an app electronics fee of $36.49. That's just to start the process. Now, again, in here I don't see anything that implicitly says no or implicitly says yes. My take would be that's up to the muni.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Thank you. For the record, Ashley Carrick representing West Fairbanks through the chair to Representative St. Clair. So Section 2 is amended with these new subsections in the bill. The earlier part of Section 2, or the earlier part of that amended statute 40.25.110, establishes exemptions to an not referenced in the bill 5-hour rule. And so the language about whether and who can charge and whether there's exemptions to a 5-hour rule is in other parts of statute, and this bill just has the sections which are providing for an additional exemption for municipalities.
If I could just remind the committee, we're talking about the amendment, not the bill.
Oh, I thought we passed the amendment.
We didn't pass the amendment yet. Do you maintain your objection?
I do not. I remove my objection.
Are there any other objections? Okay, seeing none, Amendment 1, Work Order 34-LS1196/H.1 is adopted. Okay, we did not receive any other amendments, and at this time I will entertain a motion to move the bill from committee, but I think we're still kind of on discussion. So let's complete the discussion, then we'll move the bill. Additional discussion. I think you had the floor, Representative St. Clair.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Carrick responded to it, but I guess even in the 5-hour rule and exemptions, I understand that, but is there anything in here specific that is like an application fee? DPS uses it. Is that up to the munis, or are we telling them, no, you can't? Is, I guess, my question.
Representative Carrick.
Through the chair to Representative St. Clair, right now for requests that are above 5 hours, the municipalities have the ability to determine the actual cost of production and then charge that. So this is this legislation's providing that exemption for under 5 hours of production. So we, in essence, yes, municipalities have the flexibility to determine that cost, as does the Department of Public Safety.
So the application fee, as far as by, I think Stuart had something to add, because I understand the question is slightly different, not just can they charge for the time, but can they charge a fee up front to ask for the work? A requester fee kind of thing. Mr. Relay,
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Stuart Relay, staff to Representative Carrick. I would just note for committee members that Section 2 updates AS 40-25-110. An earlier subsection in that section of statute, subsection B, defines what the fee is, and in which case it says, except as otherwise provided in the section, the fee for copying public records may not exceed the standard unit cost of duplication established by the public agency. That I think is all I'm going to. And then also subsection D establishes a public agency may reduce or waive a fee when the public agency determines that the reduction or waiver is in the public interest. Fee reduction and waiver shall be uniformly applied among persons who are similarly situated. A public agency may waive a fee of $5 or less if the fee is less than the cost to the public agency to arrange for payment. That might have been helpful. That might have opened more questions.
So the question of whether an application fee can be charged, if it's silent, that means yes, or if it's silent, that means no.
That would be a good question for Chief.
Co-Chair Mears?
Thank you. Through the chair to the committee, if it's silent, it's silent now. So we're not making any changes to how operations are at the moment. So the bill doesn't have any effect on that practice.
So I don't have an answer to whether it's allowed or not allowed. I will just remind Representative St. Clair that the next stop for this bill is state affairs, and I intend to make a couple of changes in the bill. I want to keep it moving and get it to state affairs so that it's in the queue there. So I have one thing I want to change in the next committee, or at least offer as a change. So if you want to do some more research on this, okay.
Madam Chair, I sit on state affairs, so I'll have a second bite of this apple.
Perfect. Okay, any other discussion on this bill? Representative Hall.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I look forward to, due to my office's capacity issues over the last week, I wasn't able to offer an amendment that I'm interested in, and I've spoken with the bill sponsor about that I think would improve the bill and also protect journalists when it comes to making sure that the what is in statute is explicitly clear so that they can receive the information that they're requesting. So I look forward to working offline with the bill sponsor to further those discussions. Thank you very much.
Yes, and just so that you know, my office is working on something as well, and so maybe we can get staff from all three offices to work together or something like that, because I'm also in the next committee. So did you want to comment, Representative Carrick?
Thank you, through the co-chair, to Representative Hall. This bill has been a really great opportunity to look at how outdated just the statute around public records is, and so I'm really looking forward to that continued discussion. We've updated it in this bill currently, and I think that there's absolutely space to continue taking a look at that. And also, I don't know whether municipalities or others can charge a fee. We didn't ever talk about that. It hasn't come up. My understanding is that one of the reasons this bill was brought forward is they're really, really struggling to manage these staff and personnel costs amidst larger volumes of requests than before. And so I don't know if they can charge a fee. I think it's worth looking into. But my understanding is part of the impetus for this legislation is municipalities in particular are not recouping their costs for these records requests.
Okay, so seeing no further discussion, Representative Mears.
I move the CS for HB 377-34-LS1196/H from committee as amended with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Okay. Seeing none, the CS for HB 377-34-LS1196/H moves from committee as amended with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. If you guys can stick around after the hearing, we'll do the paperwork. That concludes our business for today. I want to remind members that the amendment deadline for HB 162 digital project repair is today at 5 p.m. Please make sure amendments are drafted to version G. On Thursday, April 2nd, we will hear HB 234, the emergency dispatchers bill. We will hear HB 334, unhoused young adults. That'll be the initial hearing for that bill. We will hear HB 217, autonomous vehicles, also the initial hearing for that bill, and HB 162, digital project repair. Seeing no further business, Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Quick question. On 162, there wasn't much opportunity for discussion last time, and so is that the only thing? I can't remember. Is that the only thing that's on the calendar for Thursday?
It's listed for testimony, invited testimony only.
Okay.
We did take public testimony on it. We had invited and then public on that bill. So do you mean committee discussion?
Yeah. I know that we were kind of running up against the clock the last time we were talking about 162.
Right. Well, I think there's going to be room on Thursday. We do have a lot going on Thursday, but a lot of it is, we'll see. We'll see how much discussion
okay.
we can have.
I'm looking forward to having some, thank you for the time. I'm going to have some amendments on 162 and look okay. forward to okay. some robust discussion, whether or not we have to move it down the road. That's not my goal, but just okay. want to give you a heads up.
Okay. Appreciate that. Grateful. Yeah. Okay. Seeing no further business before the committee, this meeting is adjourned at 8:23 a.m.